Welcome to Retro Fanfic Retrospective, the podcast where usually we read an old fanfic, but sometimes we can't be bothered. My name is Amato, he, him, and with me are...
Tori, they, them.
And Della, she, her. Amato, I don't think you're giving us enough credit. It's not, can't be bothered to read a fanfic. We need to expound on a philosophical fanfic concept so we can continue and grow the medium, right?
Oh, yes, we're very deep. We do all kinds of research. And, you know, like...
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
And we're especially qualified to talk about our topic today.
Oh, we only talk about things we're qualified to talk about on this fanfic podcast.
Of course, this fanfic.
We're never sarcastic.
Yeah, well, you know what? I feel like sometimes when we have a discussion about some fanfic-related topic, we have genuinely good ideas. And I'm hoping that you two are going to provide that today. Because this time, I think our topic was proposed by one of you?
You
Tori?
Me.
Okay, great. Well, look, I once spent an entire episode barraging you two with fanfiction hypotheticals to amuse myself. So, like, you're allowed to, like, come up with a topic to make us talk about.
Honestly, that's one of my favorite life experiences, I think.
I do love it. And actually, the concept for today's podcast was created when Della said something about, like, should we do a hypothetical thing, right?
Yeah.
And I just started pacing around the bedroom while she was sitting there, like, just going like, what if this, what if that, what if this, what if... And she took notes on what I was saying.
Notes on the stream of consciousness, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, at least someone is there to organize my thoughts.
You got there.
I can't.
Yeah.
That's why you need to be recording everything you talk about 24/7, like those people in, what is it, Snow Crash? Who, like, you know, sell the data online. Like, then you could just post that.
Amato, we don't have to do that. We just buy that from Google, who's already doing that with us.
Yeah. Do be evil.
Okay,
do be evil.
Someone pull up ChatGPT and ask it why people write fan fiction.
I mean, that's a lot of what ChatGPT is being used for nowadays.
Answering philosophical questions?
Writing fan fiction.
Oh.
Sort of like to AI art.
To the amusement of people reading it, that reading nonsensical AI stories. Mm. But giving it more attention, anyways.
That's not our topic, though.
No. What is our topic? Tori, please provide it to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just queried, what is the impetus for writing fanfic? But Della had a better title for it. It was...
No, you had the better title for it. You started with the title and then developed the thought.
No, you had the better title for it.
No, you.
Sorry, go on.
What?
Are you feeling left out, Amon?
I want to contribute.
I don't know. Apparently, Della pulled something out of my stream of consciousness, which was the fantasy of fan fiction. Why do people write fanfic or want to write fanfic?
Yeah, why do people write? We're talking about the idea of the fantasy of fan fiction. Why do people write fanfics and not create original content?
Yes.
Now, I would love to have an actual, you know, real life fan fiction author for this kind of discussion.
I know.
But if we're talking just like spouting baseless theories, I'm comfortable with that too. I just want to make the disclaimer that, like, the only way the three of us could be described as fanfic authors is if you're like, but aren't we all fanfic authors, really?
Well, you were an MS team with Sailor Moon characters.
I've written a non-zero amount of fanfiction in my life.
That counts, dude.
It counts, but, like, you know, but in terms of, like, an identity, like a cultural, like, is this person a fanfic author or not? I don't really identify myself as one, you know?
But it is mostly outside self-identity, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I agree with that. But I think for this topic, what's interesting is, like, I also have written a non-zero number of fanfictions.
Right.
And I think the funny part is when you get to archetypes and tropes, mm-hmm. like what is the line between fan fiction and, you know, like,
speaking my language.
Right. we've read like things that are pastiche before, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And despite that pastiche, if they don't name the character as the character from the pastiche. We don't identify as fanfic.
That argument in Sherlock Holmes Arrives Too Late. Yes. Right. In that episode.
So I think there's something to be said for this desire to contribute to the cultural collective. Mm. It's just, to me, it's just kind of tears. It's like, are we specifically writing about, I don't know, Spike Spiegel? Are we writing about the, you know, martial arts hero?
And there's a reason
in space cowboy stuff. I don't know. That's a thing.
In jazzy cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And you're saying there's a reason that, like, in a world where detective fiction is an enormous genre, mm-hmm. and you can easily write about a character who fills the role of Sherlock Holmes, mm-hmm. there's a reason why a lot of people still want to write about Sherlock Holmes.
Indeed. Like, actually, I just made Della watch the first episode of White Collar, which is very much like, it's a good show. It's very, like, gentleman thief, okay. right? But it's not Arsene Lupin. Mm-hmm. Specifically. but this character could totally be Arsene Lupin put into a modern context.
I was commenting on why I was drawn to that sort of stuff, because then it did kind of hit that, like, I'm actually rereading Sherlock Holmes right now, mm-hmm. where that is that sort of Sherlock Holmes, Arsene Lupin, how are things done? Things are clever, figuring things out, the obvious, the not obvious, social engineering and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, this is a genre now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these are the appeals of the pastiche or the genre or whatever, or the archetype or the trope. But fan fiction is those specific characters in their particular setting, unless you're doing crossovers and but I mean, you know, like, what I mean, right?
With that, using that show as an example, if the character was Arthur Loop or something from New York, or something, that could be a Lupin fanfiction.
Oh, there is the RC. There's a Lupin TV show that just came out.
Sure, or like Sherlock, you know? It's like, yes, it's modern day. I know it's not like, you know, Sherlock Holmes on Baker Street, but like, we are to understand this is the character that we're using, right? Well,
if you don't mind a little divergence, we're talking about the Lupin show on Netflix, because it is a character who's inspired by the Lupin stories specifically.
But the show in the fiction. In the fiction. Is inspired by
You've got a layer of like.
He's read the books and he models himself after that and just is a Lupin in real world. And it's like, how much of that is fan fiction? How much of that is original? Because like, a lot of the stories do take the same flow of stuff about Lupin, but also the characters are like, oh, this is from a Lupin story.
Then you've also got a show like House MD, where the character is distinctly modeled after Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Yes, but I think House MD is different from, say, the show Sherlock, mm-hmm. because we mm-hmm. are supposed to, we look at House, we're like, this is a Sherlock Holmes-ish character.
Yeah.
But we're not,
specifically, because he lives at 221B, like, it's supposed to be specific.
Okay, right? that line is blurry then, isn't it? Because, like, I feel like in Sherlock, we're like, this is an incarnation of the character Sherlock Holmes, because that's explicitly the case, right?
Right.
But that's not the case with House. But then you're saying, like, there's things about him that are specifically references to Sherlock Holmes also.
It's clear that the creators wanted you to know this was a Sherlock Holmes-inspired character. Mm,
right.
Yeah.
So then why would someone create a show that's, like, almost a fan fiction, you know?
As opposed to one that is?
Or just blatantly, like Sherlock. Or something.
Well, you were talking about tears. Did you have thoughts about the appeal of this, Tori, that you wanted to lead us through?
One thing that I think is really apparent is that fan fiction... Well, actually, let me walk the back a little bit. The three things that came to the top of my head were, first of all, wanting to see something, identifying with the characters relating to the media, and wanting to see something that the media wouldn't or couldn't present, particularly when it comes to queer theming. Of course, we do retro fanfic, so we understand a time when queerness was just not very prevalent in our media, and we understand that Kirk Spock slash was kind of the origin of fanfic, at least as far as we know it.
Well, yes, as far as modern fanfic identifying communities, fanfiction goes way farther. I mean, like, modern fan culture, right? Yeah. The Austin communities, the Sherlock Holmes communities were all predecessors, but Star Trek was where, like, our kind of modern incarnation of it started.
Yeah, but again, like, I think as an umbrella for that, it's more like wanting to see things in these relating to the media and then wanting to see things in these characters that weren't presented to you. So it doesn't have to strictly be queer content. That could be anything, right?
Or any kind of different lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And again, seeing yourself in that
or
fiction.
Modality of existing. Yeah.
Were those like kind of three different reasons that you were like touching on just there, one after the other, like you were saying? You're very comfortable with that, having thought it through, but I feel like you might want to slow down and we can talk through those a little bit.
Okay.
Because I can
That's
think of...
That's reason number one.
That was reason number one. Yes. Okay, got it. Okay. Makes sense.
Yes.
Repeat those elements of reasons number one again.
I'm trying to keep up. Now, I apologize for going a little fast. Queer content is a good example of what I'm trying to describe, which is people attaching themselves to a piece of media, but still wanting to see something in
more
our characters, wanting to see something more from it.
And that could be just more of the same, or it could be more of what it was not giving them, right?
Mm. Indeed.
Like the people who want to bring Rahmu and Half to some kind of conclusion. My God, please conclude anything.
Thank you. Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Or
also
talk about trans themes in Rahmu.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. So okay. Should we start there, or should I give number two and three?
It's going to be a short episode. I think, why don't you lay it out there? Because I kind of want to see whether I see any gaps, you know? Like, right now I'm trying to think of like, okay, what is something that is not any of those reasons? So I want to hear your suggestions about, other than the reasons of wanting to expand on the media one way or another, what are the other draws of fan fiction?
I mean, these might all be intertwined in some way, shape, or form, but in my mind, it breaks down to like, archetypes. We're always attached to archetypes in our culture. So when we're looking at those, I think it can be easier than creating one's own character to latch onto a specific character and follow that archetype in a, I guess, a more specific way. You're given a lot more character qualities that you can work from.
I agree. I think we've talked about that before, though, you know, we haven't had an episode devoted to this, that some people get into writing fan fiction when they wouldn't be writing their own original stories because it's an easier point of entry, because you can start from a lot of assumed things and then go where you want to go instead of having to establish everything you need to, you know, for a story from ground zero.
It could be a paint by numbers, then move on to painting.
And sometimes that happens. Like we talked to Stefan Gagné, right?
Yeah.
And he really did some non-fan, whatever. His star was blurry, but he started writing a lot of fan fiction and eventually was like, okay, but I want to write my own stuff too. And, you know, part of that was about actually wanting IP that like he could, you know, do anything with. But part of it, I think, was just like he definitely developed writing chops in the process of writing fan fiction and became more comfortable with the idea of, you know, starting from zero.
Can I finish playing that superhero game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that leads me to point number three, which is a twisty one. I probably could have separated it, but let's just keep it simple. It's a combination of community and barrier to entry.
You know, I was thinking that also. I think, yeah, go on.
No, simply that, like, there's already works out there you can model yourself on. There's a community that will be receptive to your work, and you don't need to find a publisher to put it out into the world.
Right. And obviously that's the case with any writing you put online, but you're absolutely right about a ready audience, right? It's like, if you're going to write your own original short story, getting somebody to read it can be tough.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because like, oh, I wrote a short story. Like, that's great. Do you want to read it? No. But that's not how the conversation would go, but that's what people are thinking.
Absolutely.
But if you're writing a story about a popular character that has a big fan base, or an unpopular character that's a tiny fan base, so they're going to be very excited to see a story, someone's probably going to sit down and read it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, people are excited when there's that one fanfic about the rare pair, you know?
Exactly.
Absolutely. And like, furthermore, that's exactly it. Like, but also like, I know in my search for fan fiction, I've certainly been like, I really want to see either this pairing or this scenario, right? And finding that is always a great delight.
Yeah, I also like to suggest as an extension off this, the concept of like, how would you say it? Like communal play,
mm-hmm.
or group storytelling, where like, this is a story we're all telling, or we're all just having fun with these characters. Oh, you did that. I like that. I'm going to take that and do this. And that's, oh, I love what you did with this. I'm going to do that with that. So it's like group. Yeah, I think like kids playing. You know?
And I feel like I see mm. that a lot, or evidence of that a lot, in shipping communities specifically.
Mm.
And like, I saw that a lot in kind of like, or I see traces of that as I'm looking for fan fictions, right?
Mm-hmm.
In like the LiveJournal, like specific shipping communities where like people will be posting and recommending specific stories all about the same pairing. And so that really leads people to be like, oh, I like how you did that part. I'll incorporate some of those dynamics or ideas or whatever.
The shared play space.
Right. It's like a kind of a restrictive enough, a small enough sandbox that like there's stuff to be drawn specifically from other people's work.
Mm-hmm. Well, also the fun phenomena. It's like I'm on my Tumblr timeline now and then I'll see like, oh, here's a fanfic. Oh, I love your fanfic. Here's a drawing of it. Oh, I love that drawing. I'm going to make a fanfic of that. Oh, I love that. And then it's like, yeah, telephone. Not telephone. When someone does something, someone else adds on to it. And then
I don't know. Micro fandom.
Well,
micro fandom.
Yeah, did I just coin a term there? Is that already a thing?
I think you're talking about an exquisite corpse.
Yeah, too. But also, I'm
right.
Maybe
I mean, an exquisite corpse is a way of creating, like, either drawings or writing where you don't see what
what
the previous person has done. You don't see everything before that.
Yeah, so that's not the same thing at all.
It's not exactly the same, no.
But this is more like some of those like old, big, popular anime fanfics where it'd be like, here's this website of the fanfic, and here's the fan art, and here's the fanfics based on the fanfic. And
All right, so it's just a spiral.
What?
I don't know. There's got to be a word for that, right?
I don't know. The only thing that kind of vaguely reminds me of is like old academics where people... Where someone's like, oh, I read this work by this author. This is brilliant. I wrote my work based off that. And mm-hmm. then they do that. Then they do that with, academic treaties and stuff. Or philosophical.
But like everything is based on something. And I think that that's kind of coming back to the idea of archetypes and tropes, right? Yeah,
that's a good point.
By the way, I want to back up just a little bit because you mentioned... You know, if you have like a rare pair or like a little fandom and there's a fanfic for it, you're like, yeah, someone wrote about, you know, Wonderfalls or whatever. when I was looking for Cowboy Bebop fanfics a little while ago, I noticed that like some note on Fanlore or something that it was like banned or excluded from the Christmas small fanfic, what's it called? We do them all the time.
Yuletide.
It was banned from Yuletide. Apparently because it's a big enough fandom that it's not a tiny fandom that needs Yuletide.
Mm.
And I was just like, it's someone's job to make that call about whether a specific property is obscure enough to be a Yuletide one or not.
So it's like they determined Cowboy Bebop is big
too popular.
Where if you have a prompt, you could probably find something along that lines in existence.
It doesn't need the Yuletide boost. So I just love that that's someone's job. Someone has to make that call. If that opening opens up, I will put in my application to be that person who decides those things.
Oh, you would.
You have my vote, yeah. Like, I've never written, anything, really, but fan fiction. But I have, like, composed stuff, you know, instead of sleeping. Venting stories are, like...
Relatable.
Or processing a franchise, I just watch or be like, they wouldn't do that. They should do this. Or like, I hope this happens. Or like, so like, I'm familiar with that mindset. I think it is very like attractive to like want to fix and mold something that you'd like.
We talked about that recently after the Aliens fanfic, where it felt like they walked out of the theater and was like, no, but what they should have done. And then they wrote that down.
So here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you all think flips the switch from, because I think most people probably think, oh man, that should have been this.
Mm-hmm.
What flips the switch from that should have been this in my head to I'm composing the thing to I am writing that thing down and putting it into the universe?
Obviously, I don't know. So
I think to some extent, that's a kind of type of person thing, right? Because I know a lot of writers, both professional and like prolific amateur, right? It's like they can't not write, or, you know, they writing something they have this intrinsic drive to do, right? Of that act of creativity. And I think not everyone has that drive, and probably plenty of people get that out of their system talking with their friends, being like, okay, here's my idea for, like, you know, what they should have done for that movie. And then everyone talks about it, and they're like, yeah, okay. And then they're satisfied with that, right? That's not like a bad thing.
Oh, that's something like the satisfaction of it. It's like, if you're planning on doing something, if you tell someone about it beforehand, you already get that satisfied feeling and you're less likely to do it.
Is that right?
I've heard that some of
that's interesting.
Who knows if that's actually true or not, but yeah.
Oh, so we're saying fanfic authors have no friends to talk to, and that's why they sit down and write fanfiction. I'm an uncontroversial, you know, proposal here on our fanfiction podcast. I think we've cracked the case.
All right, episode over.
We're not affiliated with Amato. I just met you. Hi.
No, I'm sorry, lovely fanfiction authors. I'm just joking. Let's move on.
Yes. But no. Here's the thing. It's like, I do think there are different, I don't want necessarily types of people, but like types of personalities, yeah. Maybe even like some people don't walk out of the movie theater and go, oh man, I want to tell you all about my
also
ideas.
True. Yeah.
There are people who don't. And we'll just eschew them from
I don't talk
discussion.
To those people,
yeah,
so
exactly.
Go on.
Yeah, whatever. sorry, people like that. You're probably not listening to this anyway.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Well, or if you are listening to this and you don't think you are that kind of person, you might be if you're interested in this in these kind of discussions.
Right.
Know? Time to introspect.
Yeah.
Retro fanfic introspection.
I think it's episode 100.
Oh my God. Nah, but then I want to wrap it back to that community thing, because I think, or really a couple of things, right? Like, I did kind of write fanfic, but like I felt when I was young, much younger, like middle school age, a lot of pressure for it to be good. Yeah. So I didn't really want to publish it. So blah, 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 blah. I think if I'd had that community of support and like maybe it was also self-confidence, but I do reflect on like if you're in a community where you're being bolstered to do that, and that's. So certainly, I think, if anything, fanfic authors do have friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that'd right? be like the fanfiction.net period of please write and review, like asking for involvement for the stuff they're making.
You still see that sometimes. You still see that sometimes on AO3, not in the same way, but like you still see the people being like, I love this. When's the next chapter out? Or even people occasionally soliciting like, not in the... The culture is not the same as it was on fanfiction.net.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to, fanfiction.net, where the author's notes berating people for not commenting. Right. I'm exaggerating, but yeah.
But yeah, like, that takes a... Yeah, there's, like... That's, like, duality to me, I guess. Sorry, still processing the thought, but it's, like, that takes a lot of confidence to do that. But when it's part of the culture, then maybe not so much. And again... When the important part is community, you're essentially making a bid for connection.
Yeah, there's no other way for them to prompt connection about something they care about, want to talk about, and maybe other aspects of their life.
I think you're right, Tori. And it's because of the nature of fan fiction, it's so easy to have to get a specific following that you're communicating with. Mm-hmm. And maybe that following's only a handful of people. But even so, you're not shouting into the void, like, right? You're writing for someone who specifically like is reading your stuff and wants more. Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes that actually can provide pressure. And I do know authors do drop out under like, oh, well, now I feel like I need to keep writing for these people who are reading my stories.
Right.
And like that sometimes is not a pressure that's conducive for them sticking around long term, right?
So, like, perhaps that there is a negative side of the fanfiction community.
I think it just depends on the person who's writing, right?
I think how people handle expectations.
Right, exactly. Because that feedback really energizes some people, and that feedback stresses some people out. And I feel like, on the whole, you end up self-selectively with fanfic authors where the former is true, where they're energized by that kind of community, right? Because the people who got stressed out about it stopped writing.
Like me.
there you go.
Yeah.
And like, those are the people who are like writing a bunch of stuff and have a huge following because they like it and they enjoy that dynamic.
I think I was so stressed it never even started right.
Pre-stressed.
Yeah.
And I feel similarly. Like, the idea of putting your work out to people is terrifying.
For me, like, when in my life I've had the internal drive to write stuff, I have desperately, that's not the word I'm looking for. That's the opposite of the word I'm looking for. Mm. I very much looked forward to feedback and appreciated people writing and saying they liked it, but actually I didn't expect or need it. And that's the same way where, like, I was writing to please myself, like with the MSTings and such. And I got, you know, over the course of like 9 or 10 or whatever episodes I actually released, I got a few emails and I was like, awesome. But like, I was writing them because I was driven to. And I feel like that's the same way this podcast has shaken out for me.
Yeah.
Where like, early on, I was like really watching kind of like the metrics and stuff and being like, but it was partially out of curiosity where like, I didn't really, we weren't looking to monetize this. I wasn't looking, obviously the very premise of this podcast means we're never going to be popular ever. It's impossible.
Wait, you can monetize podcasts?
In theory, you can.
Oh shit. One sec. Be right back.
But really the premise of the podcast as I did it and the execution of it now was because I thought it would entertain myself. And that's like a separate, you know, it's a separate internal drive than the community-based one.
Well, yeah, you have to imagine that a lot of writers feel the same way, that there's something that they need to get out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be presented. But my question is, why publish then?
Yeah, I was thinking about it because, like, I was too nervous to write something, to compose something, because that's like a very obvious thing. Was as like the art form of writing or drawing or painting, you create it, and then when you're at a point you want to share it, you put it out, and then people can examine it bit by bit, and it's a process that you have lots of time to make and think about and mold over, and the kind of mediums that I tend to be able to do are stage plays, where I have a script and I don't have to think about it, or it's somebody else's words, but I get to interpret it, or improv, where it's literally made up on the spot, or this podcast, where this is a kind of a form of improv, where it's about stream of consciousness, and I'm not judged for my preparation, composition, and editing skills.
Oh, I do judge you, though.
Well, I know you do, but I don't care about what you think.
Okay, good.
So the interesting thing about fanfiction, it is, I think we were talking to the Fanfic Maverick at one point. They recently put out their first fanfiction bit to go, where it is like a bit of your soul to bear out into the world.
Yeah.
And I apparently was not the kind of person to do that.
Well, in terms of putting it out there, I have a couple other things to comment on. Which is, first, there is a satisfaction to creating, you know, anything.
Yeah.
And like doing something creative. And like, I feel like there's a satisfaction to putting it out there because you're like, I did a thing, which you don't feel necessarily if the thing you did is a text file sitting on your computer. But the other thing is that other times when I've been writing, my experience has been, I finish the story and I publish it because I can't bear to work on it anymore. Because that means
get it out of here.
Because that means it's done. Just finish it and get it out of my sight. Because exactly. Because I'm the type of author where when I do write something, I write the easy parts I want to write, and then writing all the bits in between or like whatever that like would make it a total story is painful and slow, and I'm just like, ugh. And so by the end of the process, I'm not ending with the parts I enjoy. I'm ending with the parts that I disenjoyed. And so then I'm just like, okay, great. It's done. Go. And like, now I don't have to deal with it anymore.
Well, with my things, I think about the things I want to do. But then for me, writing is a lot about thinking about other people and how they observe things. And I just wanted to think fun thoughts about running around in anime world.
Right.
Right. And for me, I'd just be a perfectionist. And there's no way I'd publish something that wasn't freaking perfect.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we all have three different modalities of thought around what we would intend to put out into the universe. But I don't think that precludes any of us from having been fan fiction writers. Like, mm-hmm. we all had that mentality in our own way, our own mode of thought around what we would like to see in the fandom. Again, point number one, it's about the fantasy. It's about what do you want to see out of the medium?
Right.
Well, I think in theory, of those three categories that you put forth, Tori, and I think they're good categories that cover most everything, I think in practice, it's usually going to be a mix of those.
Mm-hmm.
In theory, it could be one of those and not the others. One can imagine a person who wants to write and specifically is writing fan fiction only because the community is like easy to get into. And that's
right.
It. Like, I don't know how many such people exist, but conceptually it makes sense. Like,
certainly, yes.
One can certainly imagine people who like are only interested in like extending the world. What's her name comes to mind? The Smurfs author and
the X-Men Evolution.
Is that way?
Or no?
Yeah, Rose.
Yes,
I'm blanking.
The hint.
But like
the one who was 11 when they wrote the Smurfs.
Yeah, we were very charmed by her. But like she was amazing. Not writing. Yeah. I mean, I guess the Smurfs community she was writing for was her family. But also, it's just like I feel like it seems like she had just like a great internal drive to expand
exactly,
the world.
Exactly. Yeah.
And like that was what was motivating her.
Like, I think we all have internal drives to expand the world. It's just how do we produce that?
Mm.
And some people are inclined towards writing, and some people aren't.
Yeah.
Like that's another thing to consider.
Yeah, there's a satisfaction in just thinking it, where like I didn't have to compose it, where that was a technical process I didn't have experience or expertise or confidence in. It's like the thinking, sure. The doing,
also relatable.
Anyway, sorry, Amato, I feel like interrupted your thought process. There.
No. I don't think so. I'm having trouble thinking of reasons for fan fiction specifically that don't fall under one of those three umbrellas. When I was coming in, I remember thinking, well, I wonder if Tori was thinking about like the fact that the community-wise it's easier to get in and get people reading, you know, your stories, and you did, and all that.
Well, look, this is a pretty complex topic, and again, we kind of entered it with the idea that we weren't actually pulling any really prolific fanfic authors.
Yeah.
So I think it is fair to say that this is our nebulous thought roundtable discussion and not have to land on any firm conclusions here. In fact, I'm not sure if even prolific fanfic authors can. Everyone has their own reasons. I'm almost positive.
Yeah.
But I did want to come into this and enter the idea of like, what is specific to fan fiction, again, as we said earlier, versus creating your own characters? And I think we have come around to some interesting ideas on that.
And if any listeners have thoughts about this, we'd love to hear them. And if no one has any thoughts and we're shouting into the void, whatever, I entertained myself. So,
exactly.
You know.
That's our modality, yeah. I'm a fan of this podcast. That's why I keep doing it. Yeah.
So where is your fan fiction on this podcast?
We talked about this before. I think the podcast is my fan fiction of the podcast. Because like the actual source material is these long conversations we have, and I edit it down in places and change things.
So instead of being motivated by wanting more of the source material, you want less. You're like, forget those boring parts, you know, those parts where we misspoke.
Della's the beta.
Hey.
Oh, God. The beta reader. Yeah, I fucked it up. End the podcast now.
Okay, wrap it up.
Nothing wrong with being a beta. I'm given to understand because I'm not going to read any Alphaverse fanfiction. Is it fanfiction? Okay, whatever. let's move on.
Can we just cut that?
We can give you some recommendations.
All
yeah, let's cut it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, we did have a whole episode where we talked about Omegaverse. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Speaking seriously, next time we have a actual fan fiction author on who like actually writes fan fiction, you know, currently. We should get their bearings on this opinion about like what, you know, what the reasons are, if there's anything that they feel like we missed. Though, to be fair, we're doing that a lot less since our schedules are way constrained about when we record now.
Yeah, but hopefully I would hope to like maybe get on someone who did write in our retro time frame, just so we can kind of talk about, you know, the origins of fanfic in the early days of internet, because that's kind of our conceit, right?
I wonder, it would be fun to like hear more about the community experience of writing for zines and that kind of thing.
Indeed.
I mean, how much mail did people get about stories like back and forth? I don't know. Well, we'll put that on the docket for future stuff. For now, this was a short special discussion episode of... Oh, before that, should we talk about our favorite and least favorite things about the episode we just recorded?
I'm good.
Okay, okay. We'll wait for it to be retro.
My least favorite thing was listening to Della.
Oh. You don't have to do that until you edit. It's okay.
Yes.
That's a problem for future Della.
Yeah. We're all in cahoots, though. I'm joking. No sadness.
This was a short special discussion episode of Retro Fanfic Retrospective, where we talked about... Wait, do we have a title? Ah, we're so organized.
The Fantasy of Fanfic.
The Fantasy of Fanfiction, where we talked about the reasons why fanfiction might get written as opposed to other stuff.
No, it was you started with the phrase, the Fantasy of Fanfiction. Why do people write it? And then you went off on that.
No, I heard something different.
Oh, what'd you hear?
Nothing.
Okay.
Walk it back.
The intro song for the podcast is The Weekly Fair off of the album Poppy's Incredible Adventure by Komiku, and the outro song is Run Against the Universe from the same album.
I'm just imagining what you could have heard.
Fun Fiction. That's what we heard.
Obviously.
That's the real name. You can find Komiku's music on loyaltyfreakmusic.com, and the podcast is edited for, you know, whether it's fun or not, by Della Rose.
I kid. I actually do like listening to me because I like my own bad jokes.
Oh, also relatable.
I draw strength from it.
You can find our website at retrofanficretrospective.podbean.com or bit.ly/retrofanfic. All our episodes are in there somewhere. You can dig them out. Soon, they're going to be retro, maybe a few more years. If you have questions, comments, or thoughts about the episode, you can contact us at retrofanficretrospective@gmail.com or leave a comment or review on Apple Podcasts or whatever. It's happened a non-zero number of times in the 180 episodes we've done.
Have any of us checked the Apple Podcast stuff recently?
I thought we got an email when that happened.
No, that happens with... Podbean subscribers.
Oh, so that's where all of the people have been leaving their comments, and I just haven't been seeing them. I haven't been checking.
Well, the last time I checked, it was like a comment made a couple of years ago.
Oops.
But I haven't checked in a couple of years.
There you go. I'm Amato.
I'm Tori.
I'm Della.
We're just three Earth life forms trying to be nice to each other. Until next time, take care.
I'm just trying to copy your energy up.
This looks good.
Or maybe the fantasy thing.
Welcome to a special episode of Retro Fanfic Retrospective, the podcast where usually we read an old fanfic, but sometimes we can't be bothered. My name is Amato, he, him, and with me are...
Tori, they, them.
Deli? Fuck.
I don't dislike it as a nickname.
Deli. Oh, can we keep this? We cut it. I hate being... This is a moment where being a performer and an editor at the same time is confusing. I'm
yes,
Deli,
yes,
she, her.
Yeah, but there you go.
Deli, yes. She, her. And, fuck, I forgot my thought.
This is apropos, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, why do people write fan fiction? right?
Yeah. Is that the question?
We should probably transition.
Probably lead into it.
I'm sorry.
To adjust their framing of the universe.
Might be better if we just restart.
Yeah, no, I think so.
Yeah.
I was...